The Fringe show Floral Peroxide uses synth sounds, spoken word, and elaborate costuming to take audiences through a journey of what it's like to live with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Autobiographical of the writer, Alison Paradox's life and her own experiences with Ehlers-Danlos. The Wire's Malvika Hemanth spoke with Alison and the sound artist 5000 AD to find out more.
But the price you pay for the stay is more than you are willing to let go of. And though I never usually talk about my sickness with others, today, I just couldn't help but feel as though my existence should have come with a fucking warning label.
With their debut show awarded the 2019 Graham F. Smith Peace Foundation Award, Floral Peroxide centres around Alison's experiences living with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. The performance uses slam poetry, sound design, and strategically timed captioning to demonstrate the clinical violation of the body and the mental detriment living with a disability can have. I sat down with Alison and 5000 AD to tell us more about Floral Peroxide and how it came to be.
People were pushing me to do a fringe show of my spoken word stuff, and one thing that was always really important to me was to do more performance art, but also to be very disability accessible. And Floral Peroxide sort of has turned into this huge collaborative effort now between myself, Alison Paradox, and
me, 5000 AD,
and Ian Gibbons. We've also had Angelique Joy create costumes for us.
How have you adapted the show from last year? What new additions have you added?
It's been a lot of work from you, hasn't there?
Yeah, I spent several months creating a whole bunch of new audio pieces and stuff.
There'd be times when I would be in hospital as a perfectionist. He'd be sitting there going, oh, I really want to emulate that sound of, you know, the whatever machine.
It's things like the sounds of being in hospital, the way the sound bounces around from the different wards and stuff like that.
And I think from my perspective, continuity was a big thing for me this year because the show Floral Peroxide tells my own personal story. So it's a self-narrative journey through my experiences being a disabled artist, being a chronically ill artist, and spending most of my life in and out of clinical settings. So it was sort of deconstructing that and looking at the body as becoming an instrument of other people's and then reclaiming that body back. There was a few things I put in there to sort of help the continuity of the story flow this year. So we had the addition of Lillian Lava, our scary nurse who comes in the opening scene.
Sort of storytelling using three different sort of mediums at once.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm trying to tell Alison's story sonically. The feelings, everything like that. I'm like, okay, how does that feeling sound? Intense anxiety and loss of control sound like.
I think Ian does a great job of doing that visually as well.
Floral Peroxide deals with your ability to cope with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Can you give us an explanation of what it's like to live with the syndrome and how it inspired the performance?
Ehlers-Danlos syndrome is something that a lot of people haven't heard of because it is one of those genetic diseases that I think it's like 1 in 5,000 it occurs in. But what was interesting for me as an elder woman, I was born with hypermobile Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which created a lot of different medical issues in my life growing up and throughout my life. It wasn't until I was 40 that I got the official genetic diagnosis to be able to understand what was actually happening with my body. Finding out about the genetic disease was kind of like this huge relief that, wow, I hadn't actually brought all this on myself in my body. I'm not imagining it. But I think the beauty in being able to create some sort of art around it is a healing and empowering psychological process where you can start to actually grasp the concept a little better.
Why did you guys decide to have your whole performance open captioned?
For me, as someone who identifies as a disabled artist, it's so important, if especially with this show being centered around the experience of disability, it's so important to have that as accessible as possible.
Are there like any main takeaways that you want them to get, or any certain messages, or is it just...
I definitely feel that for me personally, the main takeaways I'd like them to walk away from the show with is actually thinking about inclusivity and access a lot more in their day-to-day lives. Because when we create art that is inaccessible, we're basically saying to a whole collective of people, you are not welcome at my show. We're saying that in the fact that we haven't even factored them into the equation.
From a change of venues to an addition of a new cast member, Floral Peroxide highlights how debilitating disability can be, especially when gone undiagnosed. However, it also demonstrates how individuals can find empowerment through their unique sense of self through art. A startling and heartwarming portrayal of disability, Allison and 5000 AD seamlessly blend poetry with eerie synth sounds to present lived disability unfiltered.
We can't change the body we are born into. We can't change chance to twist the genetic mutation.